there's a stick to it and said, like, this is going to happen. Right. Even when we're working on stuff and if something looks like it's not going to work, you know, you're always like, hey, we just keep working on it till it worked. Right. And you know, you bring someone back to that mentally.
Well, I think it's acknowledging as quickly as possible and understanding that everything that you do has to be approached as a scientific approach. Mm-hmm. It's never emotional. It's never, you know, am I good enough for this or will I be able to do that? It's just, I'm looking for a solution and I haven't found it yet. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to work on this until I find that solution.
And it exists, right?
Yeah, exactly. But it's also not even it's not even a belief. It just is like for myself, for me, it's a concrete knowledge. For me, I know there's a solution somewhere. Mm-hmm. I just have to find it. That's all. So I have to continue working on it. And I think that's what, you know, helping you run LG Fairmount and working on this together, that's something that we were able to, I was able for myself to actually put that to fruition and to see, you know, as long as I continue working on something and figuring it out, I can find the solution to it. And it's the same with clients or with agents or, you know, relationships you have with people. You might get in a fight with someone and you might think, oh, I don't want to deal with this because this is just too much for me.
Right,
all you have to do is stop, think about it, find a solution, and then continue working on it.
Hey, everybody. This is Zoe Keller-Halls-Medusi. Over 10 years ago, Aaron Graff co-founded LG Fairmount, a boutique brokerage in New York City. For the past 5 years, I helped him run it prior to merging with Compass. Today, we're reflecting on this experience and looking to learn how to better our lives as entrepreneurs.
Creation and chaos with Aaron and Zoe.
It's not the first couple of months. I would say the first 6-7 years. You still are trying to find the gist of it because you're trying to make enough money, but you're also learning that you have to run a business now. Like you are an actual business.
Right. That's the point, right?
Yeah.
Of the mindset.
Which makes you an entrepreneur.
You are a business selling yourself. Yeah. You are an entrepreneur. You're a business selling yourself. I mean, one of the things, I don't train as much as I used to, but I think one of the beneficial things I taught when I was training was about the mindset is that, you know, if you think of a big founder, right? And that founder is running some company, you know, they've got investors, that person has a board, that person has employees, there's all this pressure. And if you mess up, like no one cares, you can't make excuses, right? Like no one even cares. So I used to tell folks, like, picture you're running your own business, right? Which you are, we're all in real estate. Every quarter you have to go on CNBC and explain what happened, right? Mm-hmm. This quarter. If you have bad numbers, you know, again, this business owner mindset, it's not gonna matter that you got sick, or, you know, your dog died, or like the weather was bad, you know, lots of stuff that happens in life, the day-to-day stuff that, you know, on the employee side, you can kind of like, there's like a structure around you, you know, there's other people who can pick up the pieces, you can call in, there's like lots of stuff you can do, which one of the benefits of being a W-2, right? There's this big infrastructure around you, so you don't have to be like perfect.
Yeah.
It kind of falls apart. But
you're given one specific task, right? Or one direction of a task versus having to look at everything.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, so, you know, I used to tell people, like, all right, so every quarter you're going to go on CNBC and you're going to explain what happened, right? And think of it that way, like, orient yourself that way. It's just about like the numbers. Did you hit, you know, you set your goals, did you hit them? If you didn't hit your goals, why not? What are you going to do to change that? You know, and so this exterior stuff that happens to everybody in life, unfortunately, as a business owner, you have to shake that off, because if you get really tired or you get really sick or you go away and you can't come back 2 weeks later, like it's like gone, you know.
Yeah.
But which is scary. But once you internalize that, you become used to it. Like you've been that way for a long time, so have I. So in the beginning, it's like it's a little weird. You have to, you know, set. It seems obvious now to us, but it's difficult in the beginning just to get up at the same time every day if you don't have to be in an office somewhere, right? It's like scheduling yourself, doing all these things, and like it's on you. I mean, you talk about like, does life happening to you, or are you happening to life?
Yeah.
Right. And so to be a business owner to win, like you have to happen to life. Like I talk about the weather sometimes. This is like a kind of like a weird example, but it's a microcosm of it. There are a lot of people that have bad days every time it rains. Right. If it rains outside, it's like, oh, I kind of want to sleep. I didn't go to work. Oh, it's terrible. Oh, the weather, you know. If you allow that, that's like life happening to you. Right. That's an external thing. Like you got to make your 20 calls. It doesn't really matter if it's raining. You know what I mean? And I'm not even saying that as like a hustle porn, like you got to make your 20. It's just a fact. You know, I'm not even trying to pick it up. Like the 20 calls must get made, right? The showings must happen. These things must happen. And so when you allow things like, again, it's a weird example, but the weather, I'm just microcosm of whatever could happen during the day, get to you, it starts to seep into like your spirit, right? Like all these things are going on and like, how can I handle all these things and handle building this business? And that'll overwhelm you mentally. And you're right. And what we always say is, you know, it's the emotional, emotional energy is more taxing than physical. You get more tired if you emotionally freak out than if you run a mile.
Yeah.
And so if you allow this stuff, that's like the armor, you can call it armor, you got to build. And I think to your, that's that timing you're talking about. It takes a good 4 or 5 years, I think personally, to build that armor. We're like, this stuff now, this stuff happens to me all the time. I don't even feel it. Right. But when I first started, external things would like knock me down for like a long time. Let me just sleep in an hour. And you'll get in this mindset of like, it's too hard. Like once you start thinking it's too hard, you're done.
Right? Yeah.
You can't stay in that. You can't stay in that space. Like you have to change your energy. We start thinking it's too hard because like so many things are going on in life, but those things always go on. Right. And you learn that just generally by getting older. Like, oh, dude, look at all the stuff happening to me. All that stuff happens to everyone all the time.
With age and maturity and adding additional sort of like complications, right, and layers to your life,
yeah,
you also learn how to control it.
Right. That's the thing. You learn how to control it mentally. Physically doesn't make you as tired. You also, you know, listen, like anything else, you go through so many problems and then you're like, what's that saying? You've overcome 100% of all like the super bad problems that could have taken you out because you're still here, right?
Yeah.
So you've gotten over all those. So over time, that starts to stick in your head like, all right, this kind of happened last time I got through it. The world's not going to end. You know, we're going to work through it. And the more you do that, the more you get comfortable with that. And you don't feel like, oh, the boogeyman's under my bed, like going to come eat me, you know, and like it's over.
Yeah. And that's just a huge, huge part of real estate, which you see, especially in, I would say probably the first year and a half mm-hmm. of successful agents, mm-hmm. agents that are on track to become top producers. Mm-hmm. They usually see a moment within the first like 3 months where things pick up very well. And that's why they're successful quite quickly, right? It's because right, within right. those first 3 months they're putting offers down. Then finally they get an offer accepted. And then what happens is they all sort of freak out. Every single person that I've worked with has done the same thing. They freak out and then they start yelling at you because suddenly, you know, why is it not happening the way I want right. it to? Because there's this element of it where you don't feel like it's in your control yet because you haven't learned how to control that. You haven't learned how to emotionally deal with it yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of it's emotion. And that emotion is exhausting. And that's why people get so tired in the beginning. It's not really because they're running up and down walk-up buildings or whatever. Because that emotion will take, it's just so exhausting to be freaked out for yeah. long periods. Like sleep's not as good. You know, we always talk about that physically. You got to eat well. Got to work out some. You don't have to be, you know, like a bodybuilder.
Yeah, and you don't need to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
No. I would say don't get up at 5 in the morning.
Don't get up at 5 in the morning. You're going to, I mean, I've tried it a couple of times. It's really not my thing, but.
Yeah, I would say get at least 7 hours of sleep and then you can set it up however you want. But I wouldn't think about what time you get up.
Yeah. When you consider yourself as more of an entrepreneurial or a creative type of person, creativity mm-hmm. comes at certain moments. It's not something that's consistent, you know, throughout life. So right. I have moments where I can't work for a couple of days because it's just like, it's not coming. I don't feel like this is the right moment. And then suddenly it comes. And then you see something really cool come yeah. out of it. And within, yeah. you know, 4 hours, you have a result that you may have had in a week if you had pushed right. yourself to do this.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and it's hard for that to happen. Like you said, when you're really tired.
Yeah.
When you're really tired, you know, I mean, I think it was Bill Clinton. Someone said, like, you never make decisions when you're tired, you know. And you know, when you're tired, you just.
Or hungry.
You just are hungry. Yeah, you're hangry. Yeah. It's just, you know, when you're that tired, most of your thoughts are going to be negative. I've seen many people quit. They're just exhausted. Then they get their energy back. Like, why'd I do that?
Oh, and yeah. I mean, we've seen nervous breakdowns.
We've seen some serious, like when you're tired, the main goal.
I mean, we saw one like a week ago, like, you know, people that come to you and say, oh my gosh, I'm so tired. I can't do this anymore. It happens at least I would say once every 6 months, there's at least one person that is doing so well and they end up quitting the industry, have a complete nervous breakdown. Yeah. And then they post all these pictures of themselves in restaurants for some reason on Instagram.
restaurants. Yeah. That's the post breakdown place to go. I guess you go eat. That's true. That's an interesting thing in the restaurant. Yeah, you just can't. I mean, the proper response if you're tired, what's the response? The response is to go to bed or to rest. It's not to quit, right? You're conflating like two different things. A Like, I'm so tired.
It's because we're forever babies. That's why. You remember babies when you have to put them down and they continue crying?
Yeah,
and you're tired.
Yeah, the solution for your fatigue is go to sleep.
Yeah, we don't actually get out of that.
Yeah, that's an important point. I try to put that on people so they understand, yeah, that when you're tired, you should rest. You shouldn't start making life decisions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's not going to fix the problem. You're just tired.
Yeah. 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 And I mean, that's a big part of real estate. That's a big part of being, 1099, an entrepreneur, and taking care of yourself, because you are selling yourself. You need to look good. Like, you need to feel really good.
Creation and chaos.